This is Dr. Mejia, the patient Clayton Dos Santos, medical records 156244-325-1981. Referring physician Dr. Johan Araujo, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD. Secondary procedures, cost nepolipectomy, biopsy, date of the procedure, July 28, 2023. Indications, melena, epigastric pain, constipation, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, polyp in the body and antrum of the stomach. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, 2 colon polyps removed per paragraph. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy. Complications done immediately. Medication as per mental anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 11 minutes. Preparation was fair per paragraph. Upper procedure, aspirin double template per paragraph. Findings, otopharynx appear normal per paragraph. Esophagus appear normal per paragraph. Stomach, there's a diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, in the body of the stomach. Pale. Call biopsy taking period. There's a diminutive polyp in the antrum of the stomach. Erythematous call biopsy taking. This was about 3 millimeters period. Duodenum, antrum and body of the stomach appear erythematous with erosions in the antrum of the stomach. Biopsy is taken in tubular H. pylori, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Pure biopsy is taken from single portion of the duodenum, celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings. Anorectomy, internal hemorrhoids. Sigma descending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Splenflexure, appear normal, pure paragraph. Sorry, in the add-on to the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp cell about 3 millimeters, called biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Transverse colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, small polyp, diminutive about 4 millimeters, erythematous, caused polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Cecum, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flu measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, we'll start a patient on protonics for omega-3 milligrams daily. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.